What I'd like to do is begin the interview. First of all, today's date is the 24th of May, 1988, and I'd like you to tell me a little about yourself, your name, where we are, first of all, and we'll begin with that, a little of your personal history.
Well, I'm Margaret Sutherland of Ten Sleep, Wyoming. I was born here in Wyoming, in Ten Sleep, October 5th, 1911, to George and Francis. George came here from Buffalo in 1888 as a cowboy for the 76 there from Buffalo, and it was just after the cattle and sheep rustling that they had, raid that they had over there in Buffalo, in Johnson County. And this, of course, was big. This was Johnson County when he first came over. Then it became Bighorn County, and then it became Washoe County, and which it is now. My father is of Scotch descent. His mother was Mary. His father, William. Now, they were married about 1842 and had 12 children. But I have a copy of their marriage certificate, but have not been able to locate it, because it said that they were born in this town, which was either, he came from Hodges Hill or Rogers Hill. We can't really read it. And she came from Fort, I'm not remembering where she came from there. But anyway, it says in there.
That was in Wyoming, or?
Oh, no, in maybe Nova Scotia.
Oh, I see.
And she came, she has parents up there that had been in the Lutheran church. They were Lutherans, I believe, because he's, and very strict, because his dad would say to him, if they did something on Sunday, that he would rope end them the next morning, rather than doing something on Sunday. Now, my mother came here from Nebraska with her parents, Mark H. and Sarah Munsell, and they came here in 1893 in a covered wagon. As I told you, that table over there came in that covered wagon, and I have a few more things that had come then. They came over the hill here, came up the canyon there, and over the mountains into what was then Rome. It was a small place up here, one of the first post offices ever in this valley right in
it's
here.
It's called Rome?
Rome, yes.
R-O-M-E?
Yes. And now we have Rome Hill up there. The road goes over there, but there's nothing left of the Rome post office, of course. This land that I have now in my name was taken by my uncle, Ellie, and has been in the family since the latter part of the 1890s, and consisting of 3 or better acres. And my mother came and then went back to Sheridan to receive her 8th grade certificate as a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Then she came back here to teach, but they were at the age of 16, and she met my father, decided the boys were too big to teach, so she married him instead. Now, is this what you want?
Uh-huh, exactly.
To this great couple were born 4 boys, and one boy died in 1909,